880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with another great edition of Freed on Business. Take care out there. It is a nasty, rainy day. Lots of traffic jams, lots of traffic problems. But hey, the Dow Jones went up and NASDAQ hit a new high. So high five to the business world out there. We've got a great show for you today. We've got in studio Sandy Abbott. She is the queen of constant contact. Calling in is going to be Johnny 305, social media, Johnny Mahoney. We're going to talk about constant contact, social media. Our third segment, we're going to talk about new research in preventing and curing prostate cancer. Our final segment, back in the show, Tarek Maddox telling us how to get fit for life this summer. D, take it away.
My friends all say that you're the one. I get this one thing very clear. There ain't enough going on down here.
Midnight Florida, oh, it's a city. Midnight Florida,
a little farther. There you go.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, I'm going to give D a hard time because he played the wrong cut on the out. That was supposed to be Let It Rain, so now you all get my campy humor. Hey, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Would you like insight from South Florida's top business minds? Check out the debut issue of South Florida Business and Wealth with our exclusive interview with Related Group Chairman George Perez. Find out what neighborhoods are hot and where there's money to be made. sfbwmag.com.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We've got Sandy Abbott, Espresso Marketing, the Constant Contact Queen, here in the studio. And we've got Johnny, Social Media, 305 on the call line. Johnny.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Are you fired up?
I am absolutely fired up. Hello to Sandy.
Hello, Johnny. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you? Long time no talk.
I know. I thought I was going to get to see you.
Well, you can go on his Facebook page and look for his picture, you know?
I love your new Twitter picture.
Stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Sandy got stuck in traffic, but she made it here on time. I sent the Jim Freed helicopter to go get her.
Holy cow, it's monsoon season out there today. We need a weather report.
Okay, the weather report is there's a lot of globby weather coming in from the Gulf, and it's going to be stinky, even though it said on the gas station weather report that I saw earlier today on the gas pumps that it was going to be sunny all day today. I think somebody got that guy wrong.
Yeah, especially when my maintenance man said it's going to rain all week. So obviously, someone got their wires crossed.
Yeah, well, the maintenance man, he knows what's going on. But let's talk about Constant Contact. That's what we're here to talk about, Constant Contact. We've got you to talk about social media and marketing. So, Sandy, first of all, tell us a little bit about what's up with Constant Contact. You got something going on soon, don't you?
Yes, I have geared up to do more marketing seminars, and I have a new one called Social Media Time Savers on May 5th.
Wow, so everybody can save time by going and spending a couple minutes with you.
Yeah, they could just go to emarketingseminars.com and the whole schedule's there.
Well, listen,
is that a webinar?
No, I like to do live in person. I'm old-fashioned that way.
Wow, very cool. Where is it going to take place?
Well, I have a new location. I'm going to be on Monday with a lunch and learn at The Hive in downtown. It's a new time. Ooh. I'm doing that with Microsoft, and they're picking up the tab. So
awesome.
It's really nice. If you want a free lunch, Johnny, go see me at The Hive on the 27th. It's going to be from 12 to 2.
All right, that's Venture Hive over
Venture
there.
Venture Hive.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now, Sandy, I want to start by thanking you for revamping my Constant Contact email blast for all the people out there that get double-tapped every week by me. I want to thank Sandy for remodeling the whole thing, updating everything, making it look all new, fresh, giving our sponsors all kinds of new, great positioning. Sandy, how do you come up with formats like that?
Well, I usually start with a website, Jim. So I went to your website and picked up the same look, the feel, the background, the colors, and just use the best practices. Mix it all together, and that's how we got your template.
Listen to you, best practices. I do it. I fumble around for hours and hours and still not get it right. You know, that's why I work with people like you and John to make sure I get everything done. And for the record, John, since I'm thanking people, thank you for teaching me the language of Twitter, buddy. I really appreciated that.
No, well, of course, man. My pleasure.
Now, Johnny, how would you socialize some of Sandy's Constant Contact stuff? Because I know that Constant Contact, when you set it up, you can do some social with it. It comes with a social setup. But I also supplement it. Johnny, what do you think about Constant Contact and how do you use it?
Constant Contact is absolutely awesome. And compared to their competitors, it's a lot easier to use, especially when dealing with contacts, because when you're emailing people, it's a permission-based business. You can't just go out there and just email the city of Miami. On the flip side, you know, when it comes down to social media, Constant Contact has the beautiful thing right before you're about to send your email. It says, do you want to get social? And one thing that we do is, yes, we want to get social. And then what we do is we adjust that little social media thing. And once you do that, and Sandy can confirm everything I'm talking about and probably give you more insight to it, you could adjust your tweet or adjust your Facebook post. So your email is one thing, but now you can really kind of change that conversation for your social contacts, which your Facebook people, your Twitter people, they're all different. You know, we need to speak to them differently.
Yeah, I know that. I've tried to do that. I'm starting to get a little lazy, but I really work hard at doing it. Sandy, you know, how do you like to incorporate social into Constant Contact?
Well, first of all, we make sure you have all your social sites on there so people can easily find you. On the top of the email, there's a simple share so people can share your content if they want to. And I have a new trick, which I haven't told you about, which I'm going to start using for you, probably, if you're nice to me.
Sandy,
I'll start
you
next week.
Are so terrific. Sandy, other than my mom, my wife, my niece, my sister.
Your dog.
No, I don't have a dog. You're in the top 10 at least, for sure. And with that giggle and smile, you're moving up with a bullet.
Well, there's this thing called Click to Tweet. It's a tool called Click to Tweet.
Right.
And what it allows me to do, I've started using it in the last month or so. What it allows me to do is to actually embed a tweet right into your email that people can press on and be lazy about it. They press on it and they can just share it. They don't have to write it. They don't have to think about what to say about Jim. It's like a little soundbite. If you remember what a soundbite is, of course, being on the radio, you do.
Yeah, we sort of know what a soundbite is.
Yeah,
we do that. Johnny, you're a good king of soundbite there. Sandy, I'm loving this. I'm taking all these pretty happy Sandy photos. Oh, my gosh, these are great.
The funny thing about a soundbite is, I know you know, Jim, but when I go to a workshop and I say soundbite, I get a lot of blank stares.
Oh, gosh.
So anyhow, what that allows me to do now is that people can actually not only share it from the top of the bar, but anywhere that there's content that's shareable, I can embed this link and it will create a tweet that they can populate and just press send.
Well, I'm goofing around here with Twitter, Johnny, so you take it from there. Johnny?
Oh, my. Yeah,
go,
right here.
Go. I'm going to tweet Sandy's happy face. You go.
Sandy's rocking it. Trust me. Sandy knows what's going on.
Well, the cool thing about this Click to Tweet is that you can also add a hashtag. And, Johnny, I know that you deal with hashtags a lot, not only in Twitter now, but you can use them on Facebook. You can use them on Instagram. And people... It's not everyone is using it, but it's really a useful tool to make social media a more of a marketing tool, something that helps you find and helps you be found, right?
It is. It is. I'm going to tell you, you know, one, I come from a sales background. I worked on Wall Street and, you know, we were on the phone every day. It was all about leads, get your leads, get your leads, get your leads. And then when I got involved in Twitter and social media, and specifically Twitter, because it kind of changed the game from Facebook, because it was really about the leads, and it wasn't permission-based. I didn't need to ask your permission to be friends with Sandy Abbott or to be friends with Constant Contact. You know, like yesterday, I was tweeting DeWalt Tools. You know, I had a question. I didn't call the 1-800 number. I got on Twitter. I sent them a picture and said, hey, can you help me? And they came back to me immediately. With the hashtags, one thing I'm realizing as this Twitter platform grows, the hashtags are actually becoming so much more important than they were 2 years ago. And it's for the growth of your network. So I personally, which I've always used this for conversation and talking, but I'm personally now using a lot more hashtags. So if I do post a photo, I put the location, I put what the photo's about. And I'm realizing people from London, people from San Francisco, they are truly still searching these hashtags.
It's
only getting bigger.
Now, I work with a lot of sponsors for some of my clients, and they have really gotten on the hashtag train this year, a lot more than last year. And one of the tools that I love is Hootsuite. I think you use BuzzFeed, right, Johnny?
I do. And you know what? I know we're public and we're on air, but we're all about transparency here. I stopped using Hootsuite, and I started using TweetDeck. And the reason I made the switch was Hootsuite. When the tweets come in, I have to reload the page. Hey, show me 10 new tweets. Show me 20 new tweets.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
The thing I like, I use a little bit of everything. I used to use TweetDeck. I use Hootsuite. I go right on Twitter. But one of the things I really love, and I know that TweetDeck probably has something similar, is that now you can save a whole news feed on just a specific hashtag. So if you really want to follow a conversation, like Emerge America is coming up, if you want to follow the conversation for Emerge America, or if you want to follow a hashtag that is either trending or that you are working on to market, it allows you to see everything that's going on with that particular hashtag and join the conversation in that one news feed. So I like that tool. That's kind of a cool way to stay in the conversation and to know what's going on, to have your finger right on it.
Johnny, we used to do that. Excuse me, Johnny, we used to do that when we were having the tweet conversations. I forget the app that you use to help us bring everybody together live on a specific hashtag. Do you still do that?
Absolutely. I do it every day. And And again, everyone needs to realize I am really, I'm Twitter specific.
I know.
But Twitter now has really improved their search functionality. So when I go to Twitter and I search a hashtag like Emerge Americas or South Beach or Miami International Airport, whatever I choose to speak about or need to be involved with for the day, not only can I search the hashtag, I can then, through Twitter, I can break it down to location. I can break it down to people who are near me within miles.
Really?
I can break it down to people who are only that I'm following or only people that that are following me.
Well, Johnny, hold that because we've got to go to break. Big D has given me the I got to go to break sign. So we're going to be going to break. We're going to come back. And then I'm going to have to get together with you because I got to learn some new Twitter tricks. You taught me the language. Now you got to teach me how to use it a little better. We'll be right back after this with Twitter tips, hashtag stuff, Constant Contact stuff with the Queen of Constant Contact, Sandy Abbott, and Mr. Social Media 305, John Mahoney. We'll be right back after this. And D, this time get the cut right.
I just started using.
Well, if you're out there riding the storm out, I hope you're in your Warren Henry Automotive car because they're great cars, even in the rain. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best service, always the best price, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
It's time to dive in on April 24th for Fireworks Friday and Mardi Gras Night at Marlins Park. Come dressed up Mardi Gras style. Purchase the Mardi Gras Night package for just $25 to get a game ticket, a Marlins Mardi Gras giveaway, and enjoy all the festivities. Plus, stay after the game for a fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Don't miss your Marlins as they battle the Nationals on April 24th at 7:10. Visit Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Good All right, we are back. I want to remind everybody, on May 5th, ULI is having a great event talking about the Little Havana neighborhood. It's going to be held at the historic Ball and Chain Restaurant in Little Havana. My partner, Jason Katz, is going to be putting the show on. We're going to have great speakers from folks involved in development to people talking about the historic trends there. It's going to be an excellent event. ULI always throws a good event. So join me May 5th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Ball and Chain Restaurant. For more information, you can give a call to the ULI. Go to uli.org. It'll have all the information. And now we're back with Johnny Social Media 305 and Sandy Cafecito Marketing Abbott. How you guys back on doing here? Sandy, come on, get back here with us in the studio.
I'm doing social.
I know you're getting social. I know you're getting social. She's tweeting. She's photographing. Johnny, how you doing out there, man? Johnny still there? We lost Johnny. All right. Well, we'll have Johnny.
No, you did not.
Oh, okay. What were you, like, coming up on Periscope or something?
Oh, my God. Have you guys even started using Periscope?
I tried to use Periscope. I did one show with Periscope, but I couldn't figure it out, so you're going to have to show me how to do Periscope, too, Johnny.
It is awesome. And you know what? I'm going to give everyone a little secret tip. It is so new that everyone is begging for content. So when you do a video, the likes go through the roof. I did three videos, got 700 likes within less than a week.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
well,
awesome.
Once, you have to realize, once everyone starts using it, then all of a sudden there's going to be a lot more content. So you're not going to have as many viewers. Right now, there's not a lot of content. So everyone's looking, they're watching, they're checking it out. You should turn on Periscope right now, James.
Okay, well, what about Meerkat? What about that one? What do you think about that one?
I was originally, that's kind of what brought my interest into it, and it's obviously the next level of social to do real-time video and have it be real-time with your social media.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I was using that one, not Periscope.
Well, the thing about it is, let's get back to business, James.
Okay.
Okay? When we get down to the business aspect, if you look at companies like Twitter, you look at companies like Facebook, these are publicly traded companies. So if a company like Meerkat comes in and creates a technology that works off the Twitter platform, and they're not paying Twitter, then what's the first thing Twitter's going to do?
They're going to block them.
Exactly right. And that's what happened with Meerkat. So Twitter blocked Meerkat, the video company, and then they go out and buy their own video company. So now, for me as a Twitter user, who am I going to use? The company that's blocked or the company that's owned by the company I love?
There you go. Well, I'm looking for it. I'm having a hard time finding it. But Periscope issue zero? No, that's not it, right?
No, it should come up 1, 2, 3.
It did. But we'll talk about this off air. I don't want to eat up a lot of time. Listen, Sandy, so talk to me about getting social. You're very excited about the tweet button that comes on, so on your Constant Contact. Tell me a little more about what's going on with that.
Well, what I'm finding is that people want to be online and they want to tell the story, but they're not really curating it or controlling their story. So using things like the hashtag or creating a soundbite that people can share, like I was mentioning with Click to Tweet, helps you promote your story, helps disseminate the story, and it gives you more of a say in how people are sharing your information. Because people are more willing to help you if it's easy on them. If they have to sit there and write something, they're probably not going to do it. But if they can share something, you give them ready to go. Or if they can participate in it through a hashtag, they're much more likely to get involved. So I'm really using hashtags more and this click to tweet to stimulate the conversation, to get people engaged, to get people sharing, and to also get my story told the way I want to.
Now, that's a good thing, is getting your story told the way you want to. And that's why people should go to your event. When's your event again?
I have on Monday the Lunch and Learn at Venture Hive. On the 28th, I'm going to be in a new location in Coral Gables on 2000 Ponce. And that one's going to be for social media beginners, Social Media 101. And then I have the Social Media Time Savers that's going to be at Microsoft Dayland Store on May 5th. Which is from 9 to 10 a.m. So I've got a lot of stuff going on right now.
And I guess people can get social at the Microsoft Store on their Surface Pros.
Well, there's also an Aroma Espresso Bar right down, two stores down. So right after we're done, we usually go there.
And get caffeinated. Now, Sandy, yeah. Who should be attending your Constant Contact seminars? Because it's not just for the pros, it's also for the Joes, right?
Yes, anybody who has a small business, a nonprofit, something they want to share. It could be something they're starting new, even a blog. Anytime that someone wants to publish content, they should be looking at using social media. They should be looking at using email marketing. So anybody who has a business they want to market, an idea they want to promote or get the word out on, a cause, all of those can use social media and email marketing.
Now, Johnny, how do you leverage off of the campaign that Sandy would do on social Constant Contact? How do you activate off that and do a good social media campaign?
One thing that I couldn't agree more is with the tools Constant Contact already provides. You know, click to tweet, absolutely awesome. A lot of times when I have brands that I follow and I support and I see their tweet from their Constant Contact email, which every time there's a Constant Contact, every time there is an email, it has the Constant Contact hashtag. So you can always search that. So you could search that and then search the people that you're already following and see the emails they've already sent, which is awesome. But when a lot of times when I need to resend that, I have to go to a web browser, get the link, and then send out the email. So to have the click to tweet is awesome. Keeps it simple.
Click to tweet is not actually a Constant Contact tool, but it can be used in conjunction with Constant Contact. However, Constant Contact is about to launch a new mobile app that is going to make it a lot easier for you to work on your email marketing right from your phone.
Wow, that sounds great because, you know, you send me the email and I approve it and then we load it up to go out. But what does that mean? That when I get the email, I'll be able to forward it to somebody? Or does it mean I can be able to go into my Constant Contact off my phone and adjust the settings?
You can go on your Constant Contact and upload a contact. You can send an email. You can see how your email is doing. It just makes it so that your phone becomes an even greater tool to get your email marketing taken care of.
Well, I know that the phone is very important. And, Johnny, we've only got a couple minutes left, so I'm going to go to you. Wrap it up kind of for me. How do you use your phone for social media?
It's my life, James.
That's what I figured. I was fishing for that, Johnny. I was fishing for that. Sandy's laughing and giggling. We've only got a couple seconds left. Johnny, if people want to find out how to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Social media, 305, anywhere. Google.com, Twitter, Facebook.
The man owns South Beach Social Media. He is the man. And Sandy, how do people find you, miss?
At Espresso CC, Espresso Content Cafe. I just shortened the CC.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Both Sandy and Johnny have worked with me on my social media. I've really come a long way. I want to thank them both. We're doing it on the show because I want to share the people that are important in my life with the people that are listening to the radio because you're important in my life too. So Johnny and Sandy, thank you so much for helping me stay in contact and stay social. We'll be right back. Johnny, high five, buddy.
High five.
All right, we'll be right back after this short break with our special U Health guest. We're going to talk about new research findings in the cancer of, oh gosh.
Prostate.
Thank you, prostate. I had to wait for the lady to tell me. Prostate cancer research. Back after this. Stay tuned. It's all yours, D. All right. We're walking on sunshine. I wanted everybody to remember what that meant. Walking on sunshine, because right now you're all driving on water, so be careful out there. And while you drive, you should be thinking about where you're going to get your next car. And I've got an idea. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends, your friends, everyone's friends at Warren Henry.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Only have one pair of eyes, so for LASIK surgery, trust your eyes to Bascom Palmer Eye Institute. For 11 years in a row, Bascom Palmer has been named the nation's best eye hospital by U.S. News & World Report. Hey, I go there. They give great service, and I can see out of both eyes. You guys should go, too. Bascom Palmer's board-certified physicians perform thousands of refractive procedures every year, and Bascom Palmer centers in Miami, Palm Beach Gardens and Plantation, and soon in Naples, are home to the most advanced diagnostic and therapeutic technologies available, not only for LASIK, but for every type of eye care. So you can feel confident you'll get the results you're looking for. Visit BascomPalmer.org/LASIKs to learn more today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
And now, 880 The Biz Traffic.
You want to avoid the express lanes. It is closed down. Emergency vehicles northbound, right where you enter the express lanes. All lanes are blocked due to an accident at the airport expressway. Also an accident, left lane blocked 95 Express southbound at Northwest 62nd Street and Sawgrass Expressway southbound at Lyons Road. The off-ramp is backed up there. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Wow, it sounds like a traffic disaster out there in Dade County. I can tell you this much. I'm taking the surface streets home tonight. Oh, my gosh. Please don't take that advice. I want to make sure I get home. Hey, anyway, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And you're going to hear more about some of those brightest minds right after this when we talk about new research in prostate cancer. And you know, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for 11 years in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. We're going to hear more about cancer in just a second. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
a sugar and spice.
All right, I feel nice like sugar and spice. That's because I'm not in that nasty traffic they've been talking about on those traffic reports. I want to welcome Dr. Vinata Lokeshar. Dr. Vinata Lokeshar, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Hey, first of all, I want to start out with the fact that I know that cancer research has been your life and that finding all these new things out is just something that really gets you going. But when I say doctor, you're a PhD, right?
Yes, I have a PhD in cell and molecular biology.
Wow.
So I'm not a medical doctor. My patients are my cells and lab animals.
Wow. Listen, you were the smart person when I was in school, I can tell you that. Now, why did you pick cancer research?
Well, cancer is very personal for me because my father passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
The cancer, and not a day goes by that I want, the passion comes from there, that I want to make sure that my research will be helpful for somebody in my own lifetime. And if it doesn't, at least I have tried and I've given my best.
Well, how beautiful. How can anybody argue with that? I mean, a researcher who's motivated by that, I mean, I've got to be behind that. Now, let's talk about your research for a minute. You found some reasons to look at some compounds and they have some interest. That's about as big a softball as I can toss, doctor. It's all yours.
Well, with the passion that our research should be helpful for patients, I have been researching for a long time, trying to find tests that can detect cancer early, because if you can detect cancer early, there are many treatments that will be curative, and you don't have to worry about cancer or die from it or suffer bad consequences. So we started looking at molecules that are that were highly elevated in cancer, that promoted cancer, so we developed tests. And then because they promoted cancer, we wanted to see, now can we find compounds that get inhibited so that we can have a personalized cancer care for patients?
Wow, that sounds great. Now, when you study these compounds, you get them straight from some place that produces them versus where if I went and bought something over the counter, it might not be pure. Is that kind of right?
That's absolutely correct. You should be a scientist.
Oh, I just know him. I interview him, so I get smart. That's all.
Well, yes. For our study, this is a particular study that is published in the prestigious Journal of National Cancer Institute.
Cool.
We studied a compound called 4-MU or hypochromone, and it is on the internet. Yes, you can buy it. But for our study, we bought it from Sigma Chemicals, which is authenticity. They have quality control. And we tested this compound on human prostate cancer cells, and we found that they made the cells commit suicide.
Whoa! So sounds like a plus in the human world.
Absolutely. So then, but cells cannot be directly translated into patients. So what scientists like me do, they work on lab animals. So we worked on a prostate cancer mouse model where these mice start developing prostate cancer when they reach puberty. And as they age, they start becoming, their prostate cancer progresses and it becomes lethal prostate cancer, and they ultimately die from this prostate cancer. So with our compound, we started the treatment at different stages. When the cancer was very low risk, we started the treatment. These mice never developed prostate cancer.
Wow.
When we started giving the drug or the compound, as a patient would present it in a clinic where they had prostate cancer. So when these mice had prostate cancer, when we gave the drug, the tumor did not go further.
Wow.
We then started the treatment at a very late stage. For example, a patient would have advanced prostate cancer where they may have tiny, tiny foci of metastasis. When we started at that point, the compound still stopped the tumor growth and completely stopped metastasis. In fact, in our study, none of the mice that were taking this drug ever developed metastasis.
Wow. Now, there's a point that I need to make right here, and that's that this is just research, and that the research is what leads to new therapies, and that's why the work that Sylvester does every day is so exciting.
Absolutely, because it is in the mouse models that now that we have shown its promise, now this compound can be tested into clinical trials in patients where we can then test whether there is efficacy and whether there are any side effects. And wow. In our mouse study, we found that this compound was completely non-toxic, that it didn't have to have any side effects.
Wow, that's great. And, you know, it's things like this that make it so great that we have a research hospital in the middle of our city like U Health. And I'm so pleased that we get folks like you on our show to talk to us. And, you know, I gotta thank you for just breaking it down into just plain simple English and telling us how this painstaking process that takes you years, where people devote their whole lives, is really bringing some promising new ideas that could potentially lead to some treatments.
But thank you, because that's why my students, Travis Yates, Mr. Lopez, even my son, Som Lokeshwar, and Dr. Altman, we all burn midnight oil and work 3.5 years to do this study.
Well, I got to say is that I'm just really proud to be a part of the team, even if it's just helping people get the knowledge that this is hopefully on the way. Dr. Lokeshwar, we only have a couple of minutes. If somebody's out there suffering from cancer, what would you say to them right now about where your study is and what they should anticipate and the timing?
I hope that with our study, it will go into clinical trials,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully the clinical trials, if the clinical trials occurs, the patients can get enrolled in the clinical trials. But hopefully this compound will show the same results in patients as we found in our study, and hopefully it will be available since it's already a dietary supplement. It should be easy to be translated into clinical trials.
Wow, this is just absolutely super. You know, with the 8 million people that get prostate cancer, with the every prostate cancer being identified every 18 minutes, I got my 8s and my 1s mixed up. You know, it sounds like it's really important. I know that every single guy I know, it's the one thing that terrifies them is the prostate cancer. So I want to thank you for all the guys out there for finding this. And the one thing that was a nuance is that this works on maybe other cancers too, right?
That is correct, because the molecules that it inhibits, that is, it stops its production in cancer cells, that molecule promotes cancer, all different types of cancers. And I work on bladder and kidney cancer, and we know that they do the same in bladder and kidney cancer. So it should have promise in other cancers as well.
Well, great. I've got to run, Dr. Lokeshwar. How'd I do today?
Oh, wonderful. And thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I wish you all the best, and I hope you will bring other people on your show as well from our U Health.
I sure will. And thank you so much for bringing your smile. I can hear it all the way through the telephone. We'll be right back after this. Got to get more doctors on like her, Dee. Dee, take it away. We'll be right back. Our last segment is with Tarik Maddox, NFL trainer. Get fit for life. Get fit for the summer. Back after this. All right, what a great doctor. I love those folks at U Health. They're keeping us healthy. And you know what? She translated all that into English, simple English for us. It was awesome. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warden Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, you know, this is where we do our live read for Lauren's Kids. And I want to let you know that Lauren's Kids, her Walk in Her Shoes 2015, has walked its final miles. She's done her 1,500 miles from Key West to Tallahassee. She's up there in Tallahassee lobbying for our kids. It's important that you go to laurenskids.org, either contribute money, contribute time, or at least learn what you need to tell your children, because 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented with education. You got Lauren's Kingdom, the book. You've got her, all of her little things that they teach in the schools, her healthy, happy kids, all of that stuff. You know, it's okay to tell. Go to laurenskids.org today and make sure you have the information you need to keep our kids safe.
It's time to dive in on April 24th for Fireworks Friday and Mardi Gras Night at Marlins Park. Come dressed up Mardi Gras style. Purchase the Mardi Gras Night package for just $25 to get a game ticket, a Marlins Mardi Gras giveaway, and enjoy all the festivities. Plus, stay after the game for a fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Don't miss your Marlins as they battle the Nationals on April 24th at 7:10. Visit Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We're back. We're here with Tarek Maddox. Tat, thanks for coming to the show today, man.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Proud to be here.
All right, it's great to have you in the studio. Really excited to hear what you got to say. Give me Tat's tips for this week.
All right, Tat's tips for this week on stay in shape for the summer, guys. Listen up. It's going to be very important that you guys follow these tips as closely as possible. All right? You can work out anywhere and anytime walking. You want to start off with some brisk walking during the summer. Number two, make sure you're keeping yourself well hydrated every 20 minutes during the summertime. The heat out there can get very hot, so you got to keep those muscles hydrated.
So it's okay for people then to work out during the middle of the day? Should they stay in the shade? Should they avoid like 11 to 3? What do you think, T?
This is the key. In the morning time, you should have your more intense workouts in the morning where the temperature outside is kind of cool. And in the hot part of the day, which is when the sun comes out after 4 or 5, you want to have those easier workouts during the more heated parts of the day.
So when people are hydrating, T, should they use like Gatorade, Powerade, one of those drinks? Should they dilute it? Should they use just water? Should they make some kind of custom mixture? And here's my favorite. How about pickle juice?
Oh, pickle juice is high in sodium to keep the cramps away. That's one of the theories out there. But I think a simple Gatorade or Powerade would do, something with electrolytes in it and the sodium contents to keep you from cramping. Like I said, you want to keep yourself hydrated every 20 minutes. Obviously, you're going to need water. You can mix it however you want to do it, but you have to stay hydrated.
So you said walking. Is walking enough to get me rocking and rolling? Is that like a warm-up, or is that like a whole exercise?
Even if you're very fit, like yourself, Jim, or myself.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, you can almost see the belt now. My belly is receding again.
You can burn anywhere from 500 calories with a nice, strong walk, no matter how fit you are. You know, a 30 to 45-minute walk is all you need.
Yeah, I love it. I walk 30, 35 minutes. I try to crank my Fitbit up. I try to do 10,000 quote-unquote steps a day, and it really does help me out. So, T, we're talking about getting fit and in shape for the summer. What other things besides hydrating and starting out with a good walk?
You're going to need that family support, family and friends support. I know working out sometimes can be very demanding, challenging mentally, physically, and emotionally. So you're going to need some sort of support to keep yourself going and motivated.
So is this the way you talk to the pro-athlete clients there, your Hall of Famer Frank Gore and your buddy, the top running back for the Dolphins, Lamar Miller?
Yes, sir. I mean, they need it as well. They're very motivated, obviously, to making it to that level, but they need support as well. You know, they always text family and friends just for advice, and, you know, those guys can also use the support as well.
So we've talked about drinking. We've talked about walking and warming up. Is there a third tip you can give us for a summer workout?
Yeah, and obviously with all the working out and the heat, you definitely want to have your meals in place. So eating 5 to 6 small meals a day to keep yourself well nourished.
All day, so little meals all day long is really the way to go, even though most people don't have the ability to do that. What if they can't do 5 meals a day?
Well, guess what? You got to break them up. You got to start practicing. You got to get into a good habit of making your meals before your workout, maybe doing it before the week starts or however you want to get ready.
Oh, man, because, you know, I usually eat I use that green drink that Victor Franks taught me way back when, the perfect food, and then at lunch I don't eat too heavy, and then usually Vivian serves me that perfect dinner with a starch, a vegetable, and a protein, and then after that I just go hog wild for the cakes and snacks for a few minutes. I'm just kidding. After that I usually have some fresh fruit, some berries, some pineapple for vitamin B.
Awesome.
She really keeps me good. So I look this good because my wife makes sure I'm doing good from the inside out.
She's a very smart lady. She has you covered in all four corners with your fruits, your veggies, and all that good stuff, Jim. So.
Yeah, protein is important too, right?
Very important for your muscle recovery, and also keeps you from being too sore the very next day. So you're going to need that protein source as well.
Now, Tad, Tarek, if people want to, I called you Tad, your nickname. If people want to see you, meet you, work out with you in person, I know you really don't have that many openings. You have to squeeze me in a lot of times on Saturday. How do they reach you, man? And go slow because there's Jets fans listening.
Always reach me at Tarek Maddox on my Twitter. You can follow me on IG at Tarek Maddox as well, or you can shoot me an email at TarekMaddox@yahoo.com.
Well, Tarek, I really appreciate it. There, I'm calling you your nickname again.
Hey, Jim, hey.
We're close. I know. I love you, man. You're the best. Having a good coach is what it's all about. Thanks so much to Tarek Maddox, trainer of the NFL stars and South Florida's best athletes. Want to thank you so much, Tarek, for being here in the studio again with us all this time.
Very welcome, Jim. Any time for you, man.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. All right. We've had a great show today. We found out all the tips for constant contact and social media from Johnny. I can't wait to get my PhD lessons from Johnny Social Media 305. He's trained me to talk Twitter. Now he's going to train me how to really use it to build my contacts. And when I get my contacts, I'm going to contact them all with constant contact. So thanks to Sandy. I want to also thank Dr. Lokeshar for coming on from U Health. I cannot believe that their research has discovered a common compound that's in vitamins that has stopped from happening cancer. I can't believe it. So high five to the folks at U Health and the people over at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center, because they're helping us live longer, better lives every day. And it's great to be part of their team and have them on my care team. You know, it's important for me to talk about the people that really mean something here on the show, and that's you, the listeners. I really appreciate the fact that you're sitting in your cars or at your desks listening to the show, picking up some great tips. Hopefully the cancer stuff that we've done, the health and wellness stuff that we've done really helps you out. Because I got to tell you, the tips that Tarek Maddox gives on this show, they may seem simple, they may seem easy, but they're tips that can change your life. I literally lost 3 inches off my waist and 20 pounds working out with Tarek over the course of 4 or 5 months. It doesn't happen right away, but he makes sure that you stay steady and constant. Oh, there's that word constant again. Maybe I should use a hashtag and constant everything. Today's hashtag constant day. Hey, Johnny, Sandy, look up those hashtags. Let's see if we should use them. You know, so it really appreciated. And the show's growing. I get emails requesting appearances all over from people all over the country. We've got a group from California that's looking to be on the show in a couple of weeks. I want to thank Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the CCIMs, Tarek Maddox, of course, UHealth, and Warren Henry. I want to thank the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, Lawrence Kids. My gosh, what a great list of sponsors. The Aztec Group, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies at UF, the UHealth. We thank them, and I gave a big thank you hug to all our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, Fried on Business on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website's hits are going up. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on our webpage, www.friedonbusiness.com, probably on Saturday, depending on when D gets it to me. You know, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. We'll be back next Thursday on 8:80 a.m. Why? Because I love this. Remember, this isn't a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. D, it's yours. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Around with Jim.